and the reality of some call it cheating, some call it research, some call it polygamy.
Who the fuck calls it research? Who calls it research?
You know, grass is sometimes greener than others. Yes, sir. Welcome to it. It is another banging episode. This time with a different background. What's going on, my dog?
I'm nice, my dog. We're new sets and like a new way to start the show. You
hey, it's normally, man.
Yeah, fine. Secret service, man.
We've got everything. We've got snitch. What is it? Snitch.
Snitch piece.
Snitch comms.
You know what's funny?
We've got snitch comms.
What is it like? We have a guy here whose name will not be mentioned.
Marvin.
So like 10 years ago, sure. I used to do this on TV, same voice in my ear, talking about 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and I knew it's going to be dorky, but let's try it.
So yeah, man, it is a new set, it looks lovely.
Yes, it's dope.
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, new desk, new everything. So shout out to management, I just wish that they'd listened about the temperature in this fucking place, because Jesus Christ.
Somebody commented and said, why are you guys always just like filming in winter gear? Look, it is cold in here.
It's freezing. It's apartheid inside. Yeah?
It's kind of the only thing we haven't been able to fix. Like everything else we've managed to upgrade or deal with, you know?
Sure.
But you can tell, I'm fine.
But yeah, we're moving. Shout out, man. New set. Like I said, new comms in our ears. And yeah.
It's a vibe.
Yeah, also I wasn't around for some time.
You weren't. And every time you go away, like shit happens. But more importantly, how was the trip this time?
Wait, what are you trying to say?
Huh?
What do you mean shit happens?
Shit happens, dog.
Like, as in like, oh.
Last time you left, there was a government of national unity announced.
Yeah.
You come back, this time
now
you left.
We've got ministers.
My man.
we've got a new set. And ministers, so that's
and dope. Ministers. Yeah, so I don't know. Like, please, like, limit your overseas trips. How was your overseas trip?
In fact, I want to talk about it. But I was in Portugal for those who obviously trying to figure out where the hell I was. I was in Portugal, in London, and where else? And somewhere else.
You don't even know where you was?
Hey, man, be like that.
Yo,
I missed this place.
Yeah,
but yeah, I was in Portugal. And then Kwanji, get up and find Portugal, London, checked out Afro Nation.
Yeah.
Very dope. I went there with a notebook.
Yes.
Just to go write down notes.
Yes, you said that's what you do in your overseas trips.
Yeah, I always do that when I travel. And that was pretty dope.
Were the prozzies charging this time?
No prozzies. No 800 euros. If we get 800 euro, man. I was there like as a work trip. I obviously had a booking firstly, and then I was taken by two brands, just to go to go spa. Obviously, in my other work that I do, like eventing and stuff, I move a lot of units.
Yes,
I sell stuff.
Ha, moving weights.
Move weight, you know. So it was one of those things. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. I'm fine.
Sure,
you know. And then yeah, then I gigged as well.
Yes,
that side. So
did you go for the gigs or did you go for the moving weight? Which one was incidental and which one?
Both hand in hand, because the one I'm not going to mention the brands, but the one I gigged, and the other one was for moving weight. But I also move weight for both.
Yeah.
Move weight for both.
Yeah, PH, you're a mogul, is that?
Yeah, I'm a mogul.
Yeah, operator.
But yeah, man, Portugal was dope. It was a shout out. So shout out to Afro Nation. Shout out to all the artists who held that festival down.
Yeah, I was going to say, how was Afro Nation?
South Africa, the piano stage, man, buried.
Mm. Did you play on the piano stage?
No. I played on, there was a Sky Terrace.
Mm.
Sky Terrace is basically like the VVI terrace that overlooked. I think you could see the piano stage, but you can also see the main stage. And that's where I think all the invited guests, some of the artists were even watching the other performances of main stage.
So you played in VVIP.
I played there.
Yeah.
So basically during the intervals of the main acts, when there was no music on the main stage, I was playing on that
chairs. Yeah. Keeping them warm, sir.
Keeping them warm. Yeah. So, yeah. And it was incidental. It was like, oh, hey, you're around.
Yeah. Come you were in. Telling me about this piano stage thing. Like
then the piano stage. Yeah. But we'll get into that one. We'll get into that one. There's a lot to get into.
Apparently something shocking happened in the piano stage.
I don't know about shocking.
Huh? Can I tell them?
But yeah, man, there's a lot to unpack. I think... Yes. What else do we have, man?
We got a special request, if you'll allow me, for us to read some of the comments.
Yes.
So we had the doctors on last week. We had Doctor
Marvin is so weird.
Dude,
Marvin
shut
likes,
up.
He likes sticking things in people's ears, and now he's having the time of his life.
I'm gonna take this thing out if you continue. Like he's busy making weird sounds.
Like, he's like, this is your conscience.
And he's
this
making
is your conscience.
He's making sex noises. So the request was basically to read some of the comments that you guys leave. We love your comments on obviously the episodes. We love your comments on all the social media platforms, so keep them coming. So last week, in case you missed it, go check it out on the Real Network YouTube channel. We had Dr. Suhail Essa and we had Dr. Brendan Matthews. They're the dudes from the Gents Clinic, right? And it was a very funny episode. A lot of backlash in the office.
Well, we spoke a lot about obviously Marvin's issues.
Yes, we did.
And since then, he's been getting a lot of flack at home, and workplace, church. Where else, Marv?
You can tell us now. We can hear you. Even in the kitchen. In the kitchen. So Umbal said, this is by far my favorite episode, especially the part where the doc was being vulnerable and shared his story.
Yeah.
Was he being vulnerable?
What? I was actually trying to think, what part was he being vulnerable?
Yeah, what the hell?
Because he spoke about his size. I don't think that's being
vulnerable. Oh, no, the other doc. I think Suhail was vulnerable at some point. But we don't recognize vulnerability here on this show, so don't blame us for missing it.
Don't be a bitch.
And he said, you guys are so funny. Much loves, guys. I like how Waras and PH messed up their outro slogans. Oh, meshed up
meshed
their
up.
Outro
like,
slogans together at the end there. Yeah, no, Angie, it's by design. This one is from Uba Luango. Said, my first episode ever, all I can say is I've pressed the subscribe button in Tswembulewe.
Yeah,
that means you are inside. You could be winning 50,000 Rand, but... This is starting to be my favorite podcast on YouTube. Every week, I feel like these two... every week, I feel like these two will disappoint us by not uploading.
Oh,
but for some reason, they keep showing up for us. What the hell? Melo is hurt.
What? Who hurt you?
Who hurt you, Melo? Ubalo. Darlington, sure. I'm playing this while I'm at work. I'm in the office now. I started out alone. Now these gents don't want to go back to their work. They're watching this. Another oak is busy walking in and out to catch the carnival.
I remember scrolling... I think I was watching on the flight and someone was saying, what a tough episode. Your name's Marvin.
Yeah.
Something along those lines.
Look, it wasn't, just to clarify, Marvin, if you watch the episode, Marvin could be you. Marvin could be anyone.
Nah,
he was a placeholder.
Marvin's our producer. What are you talking about?
Dog.
Marvin is our producer.
Marvin is a real guy with real issues. So shout out to the doctors for coming through. They're actually sorting Marv out. They've put him on a regiment.
Oh, is it?
Immediately after the episode, he was hospitalized. He's gone for treatment.
I did say I was going to sponsor that one, so please.
Somebody commented and said, PH won't give 50K, but he'll pay for Marv.
It's because I care.
He'll pay for Marvin's bottom surgery.
Speaking of 50K.
Yes.
Speaking of 50K. Thank you, South Africa. And obviously people not in South Africa.
Botswana as well. Thanks, Zimbabwe.
We're big in Botswana.
Thanks, in Nigeria.
We're big in the SADC region. Yo, man, big love to everyone who has showed us love. We're on 50,000.
Yes. We've exceeded 50,000. That's right.
Women in tech, how? What? Women in tech? What's wrong?
How? What's wrong with you and women in tech?
What's wrong? Who hurt you?
Yes, like you and Melo, same WhatsApp group.
You don't like the set? You don't like...
You don't like the earpieces? Anyway, so the 50,000 Rand winner to be confirmed.
Yes.
We haven't found a winner
yet. So here's what we're going to do. Well, obviously, now that we've reached 50,000 reach 50,000 subscribers. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. The comments, the likes, the shares, the everything. Don't stop now that we're on 50. Sanqela. We've reached. We're now obviously going to select and we're going to announce in the next episode, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. However, we did run another competition.
Yes, right? For 10,000.
For 10,000.
Correct.
Like I told you, man, we're giving away money. You see the new set. You see the new cons.
Money's in, my nick.
WMC, you know, now that the Rand have stabilized because there's a new cabinet.
We can do things. I'm trying to find his name. Okay, I found him.
We have a new winner. We have a winner for the 10,000 Rand billboard. So I saw it and I got tagged like crazy.
Yes.
On TikTok and I got tagged like crazy on Instagram. He went and shot a video of all the places that
yes, I think he got three. But that's the most that we got. Yeah, no dog. Nobody went to three sites.
So like, yeah, we'll play the video. We'll play the video for authenticity's sake.
Yes.
But you've got the name, no?
I've got the name, yes. I've got his name. I opened his profile.
10,000 yeah. Rand, the first bit of racks that we're giving away right here on the Shady Podcast goes to...
Bish. Play some sounds in here. What is your job, actually? Dude's name is Zion Mayer.
He's
at Zion, Z-I-A-A-N dot Mayer on TikTok and on Instagram.
Guys, I lost all my money on AV. Now I can't buy people groceries anymore. Everyone's calling me a scammer. This one guy even told me to fuck off. Futsek your satan. But I don't know what to do. What do I do?
Bro, did you see the competition the Real Network is doing? All you have to do is take pictures by their billboards and you can win 10,000 Rand.
Bro, this is the only way I can redeem myself to the public. I gotta go now. First one was too easy to find, ladies and gents. I found it in an instant. It was down the road from the house. Call me the Flash. The boys waters in PH on this billboard. The second one was an easy find. I was ecstatic. The money is mine. The 10K is coming my way. Just like that, we found the last billboard. This could be the easiest 10,000 Rand I ever make. But ladies and gents, I need your help. If you love me, please listen to the next clip. Please, please. Uncle Waras, PH, I need to win this competition. I'm going broke, man. But the good news is I'm giving away 2,500 Rand. All you have to do is tag these accounts below. The person who tags these accounts the most, you're winning that 2,500. Peace.
Yes.
Yeah, no, the lights, he did something cool as well. I like that he gave away money on top of us giving away money. Yeah, I know he posted.
Got many people to tag us.
Yes.
There was power.
My mentions were blowing up.
Yeah, I was like, hey, what's going on here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, we like that. We love that. Your video was dope, boy. There you go, 10 grand. Dangy. We'll see you soon. We're bringing it to you.
I don't know about that, but...
Yeah, we are bringing it to you. Confirmed.
I don't know about that, but...
I told you, we have to take the money, man. This is WMC money.
I got you.
Can't
I
be EFT in that shit.
But listen, man. Yile ndumfana 10,000 simgayile ntwana.
Yeah.
So the 50,000 is when?
The 50,000 will announce on the next episode. There's some deliberation going on. We have to like audit it properly and there's processes that have to be followed. Also like it seemed easy on the onset. It's not as easy as we thought it would be.
Sure.
And obviously we want it to be fair. We don't want stories where people say they're giving away a PlayStation.
Got
and
you.
Then they give it away to a bot.
To a mate.
Or to a mate. So, yeah, that's the vibe.
But, yeah, I think, yeah, we've just announced it on social media as well. So, yeah, shout out to that winner. And speaking of winners, well, in the South African context, not so much winning.
Mm.
We lost to fucking India.
I didn't even watch the match. I just saw the results afterwards. Why was everyone upset? Bro. India, bro, like, I saw India as, like, a walkover.
No, you know what it is, man? Ish. And it uncovered this thing. And I still blame it's the curse. I mean, I call it the curse of Alan Donald, but it was there before.
Yeah.
Alan Donald, do you remember that very painful semi-final against Australia?
Many years ago.
It was now, 17 June 1999. I think it was 17 June 1999.
Yes.
The anniversary.
Well, that was not now.
Say the anniversary of that. Of that fuck up.
Yes. Well, is the fuck up you're referring to where they were both supposed to run?
Run. Yes. And then, one run, dog. One run.
Who was the commander? Who was the guy? Lance Klusner.
Lance Klusner and Alan Donald.
Yes.
Alan
Donald stood there like a tourist.
Bro.
Yeah.
And we lost.
Yes, I remember
and
that.
We all cried.
We cried.
So South Africa's never made it beyond a semi final, I think, since 1994.
We've never made it to a final.
We've never made it to a final, never advanced. Beyond the semifinals,
yes.
Right? We've lost many times to Australia. I think twice to Australia, India. Mm. So obviously now the T20 is not like the World Cup, but...
Mm, but it's a World Cup of some sort.
Something, you know? Yeah. The Brews beat Afghanistan in the semis.
Yeah. Afghanistan was playing. I don't know. I don't watch cricket. Sorry.
They didn't give a bomb performance. Sorry.
Is it, eh?
It wasn't a bomb performance. Yeah.
So I didn't even know they play cricket. Do they have a women's team?
Oh, wow. Wow.
Anyway.
It's on fire. So anyways, we make it to the final.
Mm.
And then, bro, at some point, I think, yeah, we set up a decent... No, we set up the score. No?
Yeah.
We set
we batted first.
We batted first.
Yeah.
Huh?
We didn't bat first.
No, we bowled first. Yeah, we bowled first. Got them out. It was a decent... It was an achievable score.
Mm.
And at some point, I just remember... Then I was traveling at this point, but I remember we had 30 runs off 30 balls.
Mm. Yeah, that's not... Those don't sound like T20 numbers.
Mfana, you can win. 30 runs, 30 balls, you know? And then... dog, it was literally down to the wire. I remember I had to get we're about to take off, but
Roberto Carlos.
No, not oh. Roberto Carlos. I mean, who's this guy? No, not Clausen.
Ooh, these things are quite cool. Clausen.
Rabada. I think he hit a was it a 6 or 4 by mistake? 4.
How did he hit a 4 by mistake?
He was fun. He edged it.
Yeah.
Edged it. And then luckily, you know, we chased down the score. But then, wait, who went out first? Someone went out. Clausen.
Yeah.
Then Miller. Then what? But we were comfortable.
Yeah.
But anyways.
And we needed 30 runs of 30 balls.
Bro, and
because
then,
in T20, you're not supposed to get like 30 runs of 5 balls.
The worst part was like we needed 10 runs of 2 balls. The throws are wired. Then it was next. Obviously,
you repeat that ball.
Repeat that ball. But so earn a 9
run. 9 from
final. And then I don't know how the hell we fucked it up, but we lost.
But that's pressure, PH. 9 off 2, you'd essentially need a 4 and a 6. One of them has to be a 6.
You've gone past your worst part, which is choking in the semi final. I love the Proteas. But Jesus Christ.
Let us down. You know, this begs the question. After a performance like that, okay, and shout out to India. I mean, India, like, you know, cricket is their bread and butter. Yeah. So I'm okay with them winning because that's all they've
chicken.
Got. You know,
it's their bread and butter chicken.
So India needed the W, dog. You know what I mean? They're not winning a lot of things. So, sure. Yeah, they're the champions of BRICS. they're the BRICS cricket champs.
I'm sorry.
But this is my thing. After that performance, do we still need to go to the airport and welcome them home?
For Ini.
For losing.
For what? For what the fuck for?
Because this is the thing, guys.
What
let
the
me,
fuck
let for? Me let me lay it out. I was waiting for this day for long. Because the last time we won the World Cup rugby. Fucking massive turnouts at the airport, sure. Except there was that whole tour because you know the Springboks don't choke.
Yeah.
It is what it is. The Springboks never joke. They're like our number one team. And then the chat that started was like, look how many people pulled up at the airport to welcome the Springboks. You niggas never pull up for Bafana.
Yeah, because
and you never pull up for the Proteas. Some pull up for the Proteas. Drikas came back after winning UFC champ. People pulled up.
Yeah,
right?
Him and his friends.
What the hell, bro? I'm not friends with him. I was there.
You there?
No, I was not there. What the fuck? You think I've got time to pull up at the airport? I'm not a pussy, my man. Sorry. In any case, we were waiting for the occasion that the Proteas do something, right?
Sure.
And the chat was, win or lose, we've got to be proud of our boys. Like you say, they didn't choke in the semi-final. They made it to the final.
Sure.
They fucking lost by 9 runs or whatever it is. Like they were down to the wire.
7 runs, no?
7 runs, yeah. It wasn't a performance, I would say, disappointing. Would you say it was disappointing enough to warrant we're not coming to greet you at the airport?
No, they put on, I'm out to put on a good fight.
Mm.
I'm out to put on a good fight, but it's just like, Eberfeld, like, Kunin.
Yeah.
You know? Kunin. So,
do people need that consolement when they pull up at the airport?
They got families for that.
Oh, yeah. So not happening. Well, they've got a new minister of arts, sports, arts and culture.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We'll get
and
into that.
This is the perfect occasion for Gaten to pull up.
Okay.
Like, I mean, my first act. Welcome home, boys.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
I think, oh, Gaten's got a lot. Gaten's got a lot to think.
To deal
it's,
with.
It's, mm. it's the Proteas from a sports perspective.
Yes, it's Tyler.
Tyler. the BET Awards has happened now. Shout out to Tyler and... Makadzi.
She won.
So hold on.
Yeah.
Tyler, stellar job. She killed it at Afro Nation.
Right.
Let me see. Hold on.
Oh, damn. Did you perform at Afro Nation? You didn't tell us.
Hold on. Mm. I was on the same flight with Tyler from London to Faro.
Right? Faro. What's Faro?
Faro's like where the airport for Porto Mau, where Afro Nation was happening.
Porto Mau.
Bro,
I don't know this place.
I knew like Tyler's a star, right?
Right.
But whoa, seeing that thing in action was like another bro. Like, hey, hoodies. She's rocking a hoodie. Like you, I could see that this person's trying to hide. You know, hoodies. You've got these big, obviously, security around her.
Yeah.
She was very tired, Shem. I could see. You know, her tea. I was with the management in the lounge first before we went to the thing.
Because you know them too.
Moku, young ass. So anyways, bro, it was like a real stardom thing. Like, first on the flight, you had young, old, Chinese, Indian, black, Caribbean, Spanish people, everyone just losing their mind once they realized, oh my God, we're walking past Tyler.
Yeah, we're on the same flight as Tyler.
Yeah, and then her security's like, yo, get past, you can't do nothing.
Were people like mobbing a paparazzi style? Or hopefully it wasn't like what was happening.
It wasn't paparazzi style, but it was like, oh shit, that's
Tyler.
Now you're trying to get a photo. The whole flight, people were trying to, move from, you know how sometimes people move from like economy to
business class.
To go use the toilets in business class if it's full that
people
time.
People were trying to use the toilet five times.
And they were like, hey, yo, they couldn't. Yeah. Bro, it was such a...
You
like
peed
a,
already. Yeah, like, get back to your seat.
You know, it was such a huge security thing. And bro, literally how they moved. To a point where her and I greeting, I was like, I'm not trying to embarrass myself.
Trying to, because you know her too.
Yes.
Yeah.
But Liz, they don't know me and I don't know them. Sure. So I'm not trying to, hey, that thing's embarrassing, dog.
Yeah.
Where you lose all your risks.
Hey Tyler.
Uban man. You know?
And you would have fucked your old trip up, dog.
Yeah, you got some dark American dude like, hey. You know?
Yeah.
So I didn't want that. Anyways, like it was a head bob, and that was it, you know? But it was so beautiful to see the star. Now, bro, even at the airport, there's fast track. There's European passports, all passports, and then there's diplomat, whatnot. Hey, Mfana, how she pulled up, she obviously got out first on the flight.
Mm.
And then when we go to the...
The split.
Yeah, we split. Yeah. Bro, she went to the diplomat side, stood there for like 5 seconds.
No fucking ways.
Figure manyama outi, took the passports. Bro, it was how Tyler moved that. I was shocked. I was like, it was beautiful to see, but I was like, yo. Okay.
Yeah,
she's a star for real.
Yes.
You know?
She's a star outside.
Yeah.
So it's not actually
time.
Just
big time. Like she owned that stage at Afro Nation. I think she performed on the first day. Big story. She killed it on the Afro Nation main stage. But anyways, just wanted to segue to that. But like I said, Gaten's got a lot of work. BET Awards has happened.
The Proteas.
She won Best International Act.
Yes.
And she won Best New Artist. Huge awards, right? Mm. Then Makadzi won Best Viewer's Choice, I think, International Act. So Gaten's going to make a lot of trips to the airport.
To go and welcome the stars.
Yeah.
Last time she came home, what did she win? A Grammy.
It was a Grammy.
Yes. Last time she won a Grammy.
Yeah.
ZZ got to receive.
Yeah.
Didn't get a hug.
Hectic.
Maybe Gaten will get out.
And then obviously, I don't know about fetching the Proteas. He will set the wrong precedent.
Well,
like,
bro, like, well, if his calendar's that busy, then he can skip the Proteas. The Tyler part wasn't part of my Fetch the Proteas plan. Sure. Yeah. And now, I mean, the Proteas are just going to have to be bumped down the list.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah, we can't be fetching we can't be fetching third place playoff us.
Yeah, it's not the one.
No.
But, and then, so I think, like, I don't know. So he's my homie. So I'm going to be biased towards this.
Who?
I was grooving. Actually, nah, it's going to seem a bit weird. But
no,
like,
who's your homie?
No, Temba.
Right, Vuma. Right. Ne? Euphonic,
very
yeah.
Cool. No, man, not Euphonic. Oh. Temba Bavuma.
Oh, okay.
He's the,
yes.
He's the captain for, I think, the one day in longer form.
Yes,
so
cricket.
Not that I was just like, hey, but I was also like, hey,
yeah,
you're here, they're playing. And I don't, but he seemed like he was so happy.
To
peace.
What do you mean?
No. He was at peace, like, away from
wasn't
the
there.
Politics.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Is that weird?
I don't know. What do you mean? Away from which politics?
Like, no, because they always perform, they always blame poor performances on him.
I see. Okay. And he was nowhere near
and
the shit now.
You had a vid captain.
Yes.
Right? And they still choked.
Yeah, but like
that Brad didn't score any runs. That everything that they blame on Temba.
Yes, happened without Temba being there.
Him.
Okay, cool.
And so
maybe that's why he was grooving so hard.
Yeah, that's why I'm just like, oh my. That's why I'm just like, no, but he was there, he was taking it easy.
Yeah.
You know, he was
off duty because he's the captain of the ODI members.
ODI and I think the longer form at the 5
the
days.
Test, yeah.
The test.
I see.
Think he was dropped for the T20.
Oh, shit.
And then that happened. I was just like, Justice Nyana.
Yeah, Justice Nyana. But fuck, if they had one, then, yo, dog, he would have been dropped from all of them.
Well, then.
So he had cause to celebrate.
His ancestors.
His ancestors are strong.
We're like, hey!
Shout out Temba, Papu.
But yeah, shout out Temba, man. He was out there in Portugal as he was having fun. There was a lot of South Africans there, man.
Yes.
A lot of South Africans. But anyways, shout out Gayton.
Yes,
he
shout out Gayton.
One of many new ministers.
True.
Out there.
Yes.
Very
and I think it's a nice one for him to start on PS.
Yes.
Just to, like the receiving Tyler thing, because, you know, he's big on coloureds.
Sure.
And, you know, coloureds are coming.
So, you
home.
Know what? We were actually, there's a WhatsApp group I'm in, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about, and it's funny how you mentioned the whole coloured thing. And I was like, would you not, if you were in his position, right?
Yeah.
I don't say attend to your people. Hold on. But the first, there's a video, and I don't know how true it is. Like, well, how, if you know how sometimes some videos come to life, they're brought back to life, but it was said out of context.
Right.
He said the first thing, I don't know if he said the first thing, but he's like, he's going to make spinning a sport. That's like, how?
Oh, I saw that video.
He's
yes,
going to make
yes,
spinning,
yes, yes.
And what else? Spinning or something else, a sport.
He said,
women in tech.
What did he say? He said spinning and he's basically like spinning cars. For those who don't know what we're talking about, spinning, we're talking about spinning vehicles, eh? Like kusheshe spinning.
Sure. Oh,
not like cycling. Like.
No. Some people, you know, honestly, like I even saw a comment on the video. People thought spinning, like spin bowling.
No,
because you know it's cricket time, and I was like, what?
Hold on.
Spinning. And stance is not a crime, and you're going to see. I'm so excited because I promised that spinning shall be recognized. And I'm going to keep that promise. I'm going to make spinning one of the biggest sports in this country.
What the fuck?
We're going to stop gangsterism with sports. There's just a handful of musicians that benefit there.
Yeah.
What's our artist?
It's a handful.
TV might tell our stories.
Sure.
Temple boys must be happy tonight. I'm going to be one of the best ministers.
It seems like it's a valid... I hope you guys could pick that up. But it seems like it's a valid video. You know, he was talking on the things that... I was like, yo, spinning as a sport. I know Red Bull does that. You know, Red Bull...
Red Bull does do it, yeah. They
Red
also,
Bull does
I've
it.
Seen spinning on you know, Super Sport,
Big
like
Zulu.
Televised.
Yeah.
Big Zulu has a spin called Maporisa loves
Maporisa
spinning.
So there's a few guys who do this stuff. But
yes.
I was just like,
and
so
they are like spin celebrities. You know, there's guys that are very well known nationwide for spinning. But my thing is, if you listen to the video, he's saying you want to make spinning a sport and we're going to fix gangsterism through spinning. sure. Through sports. I don't know if he's trying to tie the two, you know, like fixing gangsterism, because if we officially recognize spinning as a sport, gangster, or if he's saying sports in general too.
Look, I've always believed kids on the field is kids away from crime.
Mm.
Yeah?
Right. So, kids behind the wheel of a kusheshe.
Look at how that worked for the other celebrity.
No, there's a young girl. I think her name is Stacy. She's been spinning.
You missed that, didn't you?
What? I can hardly hear you because now we have fucking stuff in our ears. Sorry, what did you say?
I was making a mini joke. Actually, no. Woman in tech caught that.
Did she? Well, woman in tech, why didn't you fucking say something? I can hear you, bro.
No, man. Okay.
I didn't hear you.
I'm sure people at home will care.
Yes, no, it's for them anyway. It's just fine if it went over my head.
Irresponsible driving, knocking people, mini, still don't get it?
Yeah, no, anyway, so spinning. Okay.
Woman in tech, fuck, bro. Come to my rescue.
I don't get it, bro. Stop forcing me.
Marvin, please whisper in his ear. Bro.
Jeez, like, about. He really wants me to get this joke.
No, man. Marvin, you don't even get it.
It's over. No, we don't get it. It's a black people joke. Oh, what the fuck, man? I don't want to get it. Jesus, exclude me from that joke.
Okay. Anyways.
No. I was going to say, right? Sorry. So spinning, cool, recognized as a sport. It started out as a gangster thing. It was a Kasi thing, blah, blah, blah. We all know the thing about spinning. As his first mandate, if that's what he wants to do, hey, go for it. My main thing that stuck out about Gaten's appointment is, have you ever been issued a job that you don't want, but you take the craft because you like there, you know? You don't want to say no and like not have a job type of thing.
Well, I think
because these are not the ministries he spoke about, dog.
That's a lot of South Africa. Look, when they announced Gaten, as the minister, okay, obviously they said Home Affairs and they said that DA Brow, which I think is royally fucked.
I don't know. I really think they should have given Gaten Home Affairs, but that's
and apparently that guy is from Zimbabwe. I saw some WikiLeaks. What's this thing? the Wikipedia. What is this thing?
Really? From Zimbabwe?
Yeah, apparently he's got some origins. Some origins. I'll look for it. But anyways, when they said Gaten, I was like, you know what? And don't misquote me on this, but I was like, I'm not mad at it. I said I'm not mad at it because of how hungry he is, how hungry Gaten is to prove people wrong.
True.
As in to shut people up.
Yes.
So he's got the power of he's got the hunger to make a difference.
Regardless of which portfolio he jumps in.
So for me, it's true, like, bro. You know what? I'm in this portfolio. I'm going to make it happen. These niggas don't like me, but I'm going to make it happen. And I think that's why I was just like, you know, maybe he's not a bad idea.
Yes. Who are you talking about? The guy from Zim? This Leon Schreiber?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, like a white oak from Zim?
Yeah.
Oh, like Rhodesia then?
My nigga, it's not South Africa.
It's not Zimbabwe. It's Rhodesia, my boot. You know how you always talk about your English teacher, Mrs. Khan?
Yeah.
My English teacher, Mrs. Laba, was from Rhodesia.
Oh, Zimbabwe.
Yeah, Zimbabwe. Okay. But had been here like the longest time. So maybe, I don't know, maybe Leon Schreiber.
No, I was just saying how...
Yeah.
Mm. Okay, no. So I'd seen that on somewhere saying that he's...
Look, there's a lot of misinformation and disinformation as well. So don't be fooled. Check the official pages.
But anyways, I think, and we'll get into some of the ministers now, but... I think it's messed up that, whether it was Gaten or someone else, but I think that particular department being given to the DA.
But Home Affairs.
Home Affairs.
Yeah.
Also ministry, or was it Correctional Services being given to the FF?
That went to the FF, yeah. FF the plus. Oak of FF, the main FF.
Yes.
Yeah. Correctional Services.
There's a whole lot of...
John got agriculture.
No, John Still got agriculture. Yeah. So a lot of the positions, it's like, this is some Uncle Ruckus type of
setup.
These niggas is in trouble now. Yeah, boy.
Set them in agriculture.
You know? So I don't know, man. It's just, so anyways, I think we're jumping around here. But going back to Gaten, I just think the reason why I wasn't mad at the appointment was purely based on
Gaten himself.
Gaten's hunger. And willingness to want to prove people. So I think when he finds himself in the position, he'll want, obviously, in the setting, he'll want to learn, understand, and try improve.
Yes.
You know, his story speaks to that. I come from this background or this kind of behavior, and today I find myself here, and I want to bring others, you know, forward. So I think that's why I was like, you know what?
Nice one.
I'm in
you
the
got
arts, whatever, so I'm sure he's someone who'll be willing to learn. Yeah.
That's also true. Yeah. It covers out departments as well. Each time.
Gating. Sports, sports, you must have gating.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. Well, now it's time. Yeah. Look, at least he's got a nice one to start on. He can go to the airport, fetch Tyler, fetch Makadzi. That's always dope. You know what I mean? You want to start as minister in something that you can get the clout from.
Sure.
So I hope that goes well. The protests, as we say, not so much.
Sure.
In terms of like some of the other appointments, what I was wondering throughout the process is the news, you know, Mshanga media style, was for basically along the lines of the DAs leaving the pact because they're not getting the ministries that they want. And now, like you say, them getting like Home Affairs, them getting, I think they got finance as well, eh?
No.
No. Who got
Enoch,
finance?
Enoch is still there.
Is Enoch finance?
Enoch Kodungwana is still there.
Okay, yeah. So they got agriculture.
It's a very, so
it's still very ANC heavy.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, so they got agriculture. Does anyone really care enough? Like, I'm not care,
so
but it's like,
so there was strategic about the agriculture one where they separated the land reform. So it was agriculture, land reform, and something else. I forgot another title.
Yeah.
No. And thingy. So they.
And
so
rural
now,
development.
No. So now they separated it.
Okay.
So agriculture stands by itself. So
right.
John, go on. Why not go, you know.
Yeah.
Run your little operation there. And then land, I think it was land reform and rural development.
Is a separate
that belongs
department.
To PAC. Yes.
To PAC?
Yeah. I'm going to say there were PAC, the Good Party. She got Minister of Tourism. Ooh,
yeah, Patricia DeLille. I saw that.
Yeah, we'll get to that one now. But it was PAC, IFP, DA, and ANC, which comprised, I think it was those four.
Right.
That really made up that makes up the cabinet.
Yes, which is formally one department that's been split into four.
No. Oh, I'm just saying.
In general.
Throughout cabinet. But now if we want to talk about the agriculture one, so they added more positions and then in some instances they morphed some of them into one or they fused.
Yes, because they did say the cabinet's more bloated, which means more people are in.
So, yeah. Ramaphosa was very strategic about it. I am not in any way, shape, or form a political analyst.
No.
I'm just basing it on what we see, what we saw. So there's more ministers, so more deputies in some, where there's like two deputies in one department plus a minister.
Dude, does that not give you the impression like they did the split to create more jobs inside an already bloated department?
Of course.
Because my whole thing was when this whole thing was announced, the first thing I actually thought, I didn't verbalize, but I thought, okay, if it's you're adding more political parties to the running of stuff, which means you're just going to add more jobs. And I mean, these motherfuckers are very expensive line items.
Very strategic, Ndanga was very strategic.
Ubaba, Usilili.
Yeah, well, the whole of
you mean Mbalula was strategic? Wasn't
all of them.
The negotiation?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. All of the people who were part of the negotiations were very strategic to say, okay, cool, we'll give you this.
Yes.
This will shut you up. Even if it means extending our the size of the cabinet.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
there was a big one I wanted to comment on, which on DA's side, which was Dean McPherson. I was just checking it because Dean McPherson got Public Works and Infrastructure. Massive. Too much. Me, I look at the portfolios in terms of how much money is in those portfolios.
Sure.
Because in the beginning when they weren't seeing eye to eye, I was like, the ANC is never going to let go of mining and, you know, like minerals and energy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're never going to let go of, you know, like in my mind, I was thinking these are the ones that like non-negotiable.
Sure.
I really thought Public Works and Infrastructure was one of them.
Would you rather that or John Steenhuisen be deputy president?
Wait, dude.
No, I don't know. If you were in that position.
If I was in that, look, there's certain departments, BH, and this is me. I really feel like you need to put the most competent and qualified people to run them.
Yes.
One of them, for example, is finance.
Sure.
Like, that just seems obvious to me. Another one is health.
Sure.
That just seems obvious to me. These are ones that can't afford to run on cadership, deployment, or political appointment. Right?
Sure.
And I feel like that's completely lost in the thinking. But John Steenhuisen as deputy president, honestly, Bruh, what does the deputy president do? Ever? No, like, you never see that guy. Before Paul, it was David. You can kind of just blow him and keep quiet as deputy president. You
correct, correct me if I'm wrong.
What is
when,
his?
When the president is gone out of the country, you can make a change, can't you?
I'm not sure, but you get to have a lot of say.
In what?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, guys, I don't know.
No, but
I don't see it practically applied.
Let's look at the past.
Ever. You know, like
everyone, I think, has been strategic to say, look, with the last one, Paul gave Ramaphosa the winning vote. Ne?
And then
the ANC. So like, okay, cool. Strategically, I gotta make you
my dude.
My dude.
Yes.
Plus one.
But as my dude,
so you enjoy the benefits blow
of
there,
being okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Before that,
11 Abo, escort cars.
Yeah, Abo, before that it was it Khalema, ne?
Before that it was David Mabuza. Before
Didi,
Paul,
ne?
Yeah, Didi.
Was Didi our again?
Yes, Didi.
I'm a chill there.
Mm.
You know,
Didi also when he was in, like he was incapacitated a lot of the time.
No, but that's
sick,
what I'm saying. That
struggling,
position
yeah.
is really a. Just chill there.
Yeah.
Like,
look, previously
chill
it's been
there,
like,
look nice.
It's been a through ball position.
Sure.
Because under Zuma, Cyril was deputy. Cyril became president.
Sure.
Under Mbeki, Zuma was deputy.
Sure.
Zuma became. You know
sure.
what I mean? It's been a through ball position. Mandela, Mbeki. Mbeki became president.
Sure.
So I feel like Paul, this was he's the first one who didn't get the through ball position because he's out.
Yet.
You understand? Yeah, yet. And
you don't know.
Didi was the first, I suppose, because
sure.
he didn't get it.
Sure.
But as I say, his health, etc. Like
sure.
he was taking a backseat for a lot
yeah.
of the time. So I feel like they could have given it to John and me personally.
No,
I wouldn't
I
be
think...
like. But then you know what they say in America. This is an American phrase. I'll steal. They say Kamala Harris is a heartbeat away from the presidency because Joe Biden is like 1 foot in the grave, dog.
He's a heartbeat away from death.
There we go. If he dies, Kamala immediately jumps
sure.
in. So in the same way, God forbid, you know, anything happens to the president, you are the first one to be called up. You check. So John would be, he'd find himself in that position.
That's Biden for you.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Shit, we don't have that, dog. I'd rather have what we've got than a fucking doom boot. Pali's like a corpse.
Sure. It's bad.
Yeah. But I'd rather have Trump, though. MAGA!
Sure.
Anyway.
So, yeah, man. I think, look.
You think everybody got what they want? Are we going to have peace now? Can we work? Can we operate?
For now, I think so. Yeah. I'm kind of, I don't want to say disappointed in, I don't want to say disappointed in the EFF or MK.
Well, you can't. They weren't in.
But
they literally were not at the table when decisions were
made. To what point do you, to what point do you, you know, not involve yourself? Is the power struggle?
Now you're the opposition. Your job is to.
So what do you get from the opposition? Just calling everyone out the entire time.
Basically, you sit in the opposition
that
benches.
Doesn't sound fun.
Doesn't sound fun, but hey, you still got the seats. You've got the job. But now that you're not part of the structure that they've decided on.
Sure.
I'm also very interested to see what sort of power do you wield.
Sure.
You know, at a national level. Obviously, they've got the municipalities
yeah.
and the other stuff that they want. But at a national level, what do you actually do?
I'm fine.
They could have also been part of it, eh? I'm just saying.
Listen, I'm going to go buy myself a kusheshe. I'm going to speak to...
to Katen.
To Katen.
To put Katen. You on.
Katen must come to the show, yeah. But anyways.
Yeah.
So yeah. What else? What else? What else? What else? What else?
Did you watch the American one? We were laughing about Joe Biden, but did you watch it?
No. The debate.
Have you seen any of the clips?
I've seen all the clips, but I've seen all the clips. But I didn't get to watch.
Do you know what Elon Musk said about the debate? I think it was like,
Elon has been having him for lunch on X.
Hard. So Elon, during the debate, he was like, you know, what CNN has succeeded in doing here is creating like. They've given us the ammunition for the next generation of memes. That's the biggest takeaway from the debate, is all those things that
sure.
you saw of Joe Biden
sure.
just completely fucking up.
I think for me, it was like, for me, I was just like, America's, I don't want to say fucked in terms of options of presidents. You've got one radical guy.
Who's the radical guy? Trump.
Trump's radical. Well, not radical, but...
He's radical for Americans. Let's be honest.
In his personal ways. Yes. How is it that you're defending yourself? I didn't sleep with a prostitute. I didn't. How is that a presidential...
He fucks a lot of bitches, dog. He was big at some stage.
Yeah, but I'm... But these things are still happening.
Trump's body count.
Oh, wow.
Serious. Must be phenomenal. Remember, he used to run Miss Universe at some point. Yeah.
Eesh.
But he was still young that time. And he was operating the hands. Mm. I was saying,
you've got Trump this side, and then you've got a ticking time bomb in terms of a corpse.
This doom.
Biden. Mm. And it's like, that person in their right mind most probably can't even, like, pee for themselves.
Yeah, he does. He has no idea where he is.
Off the camera. I'm sure that guy is like, you have to walk for 2 seconds. And
there was a clip of him walking off the stage. He had to be like held by his hand. Yes, shaking air with fucking ghosts. Shaking you know what I'm saying? With ghosts.
So surely in the background, his camp should be bringing someone to the forefront now to say, look, I think let's call it for this guy.
Mm.
But here's our replacement.
It'll be interesting to see who the replace.
He has to step down.
Yeah. He has to, but does he want to is the thing. And no, you know what my takeaway
but
was?
But wouldn't that be at the loss of potentially losing the election? The election.
They are saying, from what I've seen, they are saying he's the best chance to beat Trump. And sure. I'm like, this man's a corpse.
Yes.
They are saying he's fine. You should actually see him behind the scenes. He just had an off night. Even Barack Obama came out and said, nah, you know, I know what it's like to have an off night debating. But remember, Joe Biden is this guy, this guy, this guy. So we must put our support behind him. Mm. The guy that's been kind of gotten the nod to say he's the one who might replace Biden, Gavin Newsom, he was at the debate. He was there around behind the scenes. So he was the first one they spoke to sort of post-debate. And they were like, yo, dude, this guy's dying. You do see that. And he was like, no, nonsense, man. What do you mean?
Yeah,
is this what we do? That. We must be loyal. We must support our guy. And people were like, what the fuck, bro? Because there's a massive need in America, or not need, but like, they make us think we mustn't believe our eyes. We all saw the Bali struggling.
Yeah.
And that's cool. He's fucking 80-something years old, dog. He's been in the game for 50 years, whatever. Sure timer. Humbio pumulan, dude. You know what I mean? But I think him being the best chance of them beating Trump, you can't just sup the guy. So even if they have to prop him up with whatever steroids
they've got him on,
just to pull up. Remember the last election, he hardly campaigned. Mm. He was indoors for most of the time because he had the cover of COVID.
Sure.
Throughout his presidency, he spent more than a third of his presidency on holiday. Because the president goes to the vacation home, the beach. So he's never been a convincing guy, but they clearly hate Kamala because Kamala could actually be the one to step up, like you said. Vice president's role is
What about Michelle Obama?
I heard her name being mentioned, but I'm just like, I know she does give speeches here and there, and she's obviously Michelle Obama. She was first lady to Barack Obama.
Sure.
One of America's greatest presidents, as it were. So I never knew she was involved in politics to that level. Like, this is like, you're skipping all the other steps. You know, like how here we've got, you're maybe a ward counselor. From ward counselor, you become a mayor.
You get the right to speak.
Do you skip all those things?
You know.
Cool. So she skipped all that shit.
The thing about being a first lady is that most probably, and this is from a home perspective, you must probably make the decisions.
You make half of them at least. Hey, yeah, sure.
Pick this policy.
Pick this one.
Do you get what I'm saying?
But I don't know, dog. My thing is, I think America knows that, you know, Barack Obama, cool. A black president made it. A black female vice president is currently in. Mm. They dislike her intensely. I don't know how they'll feel about a black female president. Because when they had the opportunity with the female president, they chose Trump.
These niggers is taking over.
You check. It might be, you know how it is, man. You know how racists are.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's a limit. There's a level they're prepared to allow access.
Sure.
Now it's like, hey, man, what the hell? We put Barack on. What the fuck more do you want? You know, we put him on for 8 years. Now it's like, now we must put his fro. Same way you say half the decisions when he was president, she was making. Sure. He could just be running a fourth term or third term if she becomes president because he'll be making half the decisions behind the scenes. So, but I think personally, I think if Trump does it win, America's fucked. I think from a policy perspective, most of the shit he does works. It's what they need. Not sure. Everybody's going to like it. He might not be the best guy, but he's the only guy that's on the ticket sure. at the moment. And hey, dog, it is
wanna,
what it is.
I want to touch on something before we call it. And I saw in one of the comments, it was actually driven by one of the comments, and I think our everyday conversations, and we're speaking about it now, about marriage and, you know, that stuff, but it's actually got to do with marriage, right? And how high the divorce rate is nowadays, right? And the and the reality of, some call it cheating, some call it research, some call it polygamy.
Who the fuck calls it research? Who calls it research?
You know, grass is sometimes green and
nobody calls it research. That no, is a mate. That call is it misinformation. Research,
man. What are you talking about?
Huh? Okay.
No, but what I wanted to talk about was like, and I think it was an offline conversation we were having about polygamy. And
because it's the part that you think you're taking. You can tell us, PH.
First of all, I would have to have someone to rock polygamy on.
You'd have to have a few, because polygamy implies.
I'd have to.
That there's more than one who's qualified to take.
I see we've got woken up women in tech, finally.
Look, she's been looking for a polygamous relationship for years.
Yeah, quite some time. You have.
So.
You have.
And I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, ladies.
But yeah, I mean, for someone who's experienced in your part, do you want to just...
experience what the fuck? Polygamy or divorce?
Both. do you want to tell us... No, man, I just want to get your... You know how things advance, right?
Yes.
Technology advances, our ways of thinking advance, how we allow certain things.
I like
things.
How you're saving yourself. Yes.
How we allow certain things.
Yeah.
You know, that 10 years ago were taboo or whatever. Why aren't things like...
Are you saying polygamy is an advancement to correct the divorce rate? Polygamy could be used as an advancement to correct the divorce rate. Is that what you're saying? In other words, if the divorce rate is so high... I didn't say it, but you just said it. Listen, I have flu. Don't be alarmed. You're saying polygamy is a potential solution because the divorce rate is so high. Clearly, marriage is not the one anymore.
No.
I think that is a reasonable suggestion.
I'm saying the reason why the divorce rate is so high
is because of cheating.
Research. And research shows that if there's more options
to research, if there's more research departments.
If there's more research departments,
you're more likely.
Huh?
If there's more research departments, you are less likely to leave your employee.
Do you get what I'm saying? Head office becomes...
Yeah.
You know?
Let me tell you something about vagina, PH. From my vast experience.
Sure.
You'll have one vagina.
Sure.
You repeatedly consume that vagina.
Sure. It's like having cornflakes every day of your life. Yeah.
You get tired of that vagina. You then seek another vagina. Man. Right? Even if you are polygamous, where do you draw the line on the number of vaginas you want to partake in? Because you could be polygamous with two, you could be polygamous with three, you could be polygamous with four. What will end up happening is you're always going to add five, you're always going to add six, you're always going to add seven. Because I think as a man, unless you have made that commitment here to not eat outside, it doesn't matter how many wives you have. You're just going to keep either A, adding wives, or you're going to have the wives, let's say you cap it at four or five because it's expensive or for whatever reason, or you cap it at five, you're still going to eat number six outside, seven outside. That's my thoughts on it.
Okay,
I think that you need to commit to saying, like, I'm not going to eat outside.
I want to add to this because the conversation nowadays is not just men cheating, it's women cheating as well.
Same
women
applies.
Cheating, so this goes both ways, right? And I think how we've based polygamy was on affordability as well. To say, well, cool. Still based
it's
on
a factor, affordability. Definitely.
But I'm just saying, at the end of the day,
it's another mouth to
people
feed.
Are chowing other people's people. All right? And that leads to divorce.
Right.
But we say, oh, I love you, blah, blah. Still want to stay in it. Yeah? At what point do we then look at or accepting people having another partner within a relationship and normalizing that.
Wait.
Ask me a question, woman in tech. Would I be okay?
Would you be okay with your wife having a second husband? Not a fucking chance. Not negotiable. In fact, yeah, dog.
Marvin.
This thing.
Marvin.
This thing is going to be a fucker.
Can't repeat what Marvin said.
Jesus, Marv, what the fuck, bro?
Would I allow my wife
to have a second husband?
That's what polygamy is. And if you're talking about
Does she... Okay, hold on. Hold on. Does she want a second husband?
Your wife, obviously, at this point, no, she wants a second husband.
Because sometimes we speak about other things that we want that the next person doesn't want. So you're just playing devil's advocate by saying that...
No, I heard what woman in tech said, and you are now misconstruing it. Listen, the question was, would you allow your wife to want a second husband? This would occur under circumstances where she does want one. In other words, the same way you want a second wife and you go to your wife and you say, babe, I think we should bring someone else in to handle the pressure.
Sure.
Right? And then your wife says, I agree. Can't handle it. Sharp. If she comes to you and says, babe, you need to put every day. And if you can't, I want to bring in a second person to assist with putting every day. Are you then going to say, that's fair. I can put Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, and he can put Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Can I tell you where my comment comes from right now? I'm more than willing and able at this particular age to fulfill any of those roles.
Yeah, but now she wants a second husband.
That she would highlight as a lack.
Mm-hmm.
Or that in most instances are highlighted as a lack. Right?
Right.
So I'd actually then start questioning the reasoning as to why you want a second option.
But then on the point I made earlier, you've just proved it. It's because at that point, you've given her everything she needs to make that commitment. She's not going to look outside. Why is she not giving you everything you need? Why are you looking
that's
outside?
That's hers.
Then she must vie.
No, I want her on.
No, PH.
I want her on.
No, I can't.
What? You're now throwing me in the mud because you're the one championing this shit offline.
No, but I told you. And you're saying me. You know me, nigga. What the fuck? Me, I'm throwing the thing. I'm operating another thing. I'm saying, at the point at which you make the mental and emotional commitment to say, I'm doing this, you're going to either do it or you're not. But if you're going to eat outside, you're going to fuck it up. Especially here. Like we don't have a society, to be honest, from what I've noticed, that is really as comfortable with that shit as we would like them to be.
I'm going
to
ask that we almost park this conversation and bring in specialists. We've got a bigger desk now.
I am a fucking specialist. You are not listening.
Fuck off.
Woman in tech, pull up my credentials.
Woman in tech, please can we get...
MILF Hunter?
You being a MILF Hunter and a base layer means nothing, dog.
Mm. Woman MILF in tech, Hunter.
Please, Sakrela, can we get... Is it someone who's actually...
A fucking polygamy specialist?
Yes.
What?
Do you get...
Let's get two people. Let's get a divorce lawyer or one of these divorce people, and let's get someone who speaks on polygamy.
Did you say one of these divorce people or divorced people?
The divorce lawyers.
Okay.
Yeah, divorce lawyer, right?
Because if we needed a divorced person, I've got plenty of those. Yeah. No lack of experts there. Sorry,
sir. And a polygamist plus you.
Yeah. Can I just put a scenario on the table so that the expert can also comment on it? What would you say was the most famous situation of this nature?
Bill Clinton?
Oh, fuck. I didn't even think of that. I was going to say Jada Smith and Will.
Oh, look at how that one worked out.
Clusterfuck.
Doesn't he have a TV show? Yeah.
Mseleku. Yeah, no, but his ship is running smooth. He doesn't. I'm talking about scenarios in which it happened and then it was a fuck up. And then the conversation that followed was like, but guys, Bill, you know, he needed to release. He needed blowjobs at work and Monica was there. He needed Hawk Tour.
The original Hawk Tour.
The OG. Monica Lewinsky.
Woman in tech, did she get fired? That Hawk Tour chick. She's a preschool teacher.
Who, Hawk Tour? No, man. They said they debunked that shit. She's not a preschool teacher. She's not.
Huh?
She's a fun-loving girl.
She is a fun-loving
girl. Okay, we'll check. But I heard that I saw that they debunked that shit. All I know is within a day of making the video, she was fucking signing hats.
Oh, that's that's social media.
24 hours, PH.
That's social media for
what me. In the 9/11 is this?
Hawk tour.
You know what
it's
I'm saying?
Sloppy.
I really like her. I think she's fucking cute. I wish I could meet her.
So she could give you some hawk tour.
Definitely. You know I'm an assassin. Under the right set of circumstances, I'll show her the hawk tour, my man. Slana with her.
Mseleku
cool is an expert, but I was saying the reason I was saying no Mseleku because Mseleku, his sembu runs well. You know, everybody comes in under the understanding.
Made for television.
And I don't know that Mseleku. The examples I'm talking about, I'm saying where they tried it, it was a fuck up, and now we can talk about it.
Sure.
Because Mseleku is following traditional norms.
Yes.
You know, if you've watched the TV show, you'll know that there's a structure there that they follow, and as far as I can see,
sure,
everybody's happy there. Sure. You know what I mean? You need one where the conversation was brought up and it didn't go as planned. Because once you bring that conversation up, it's not a conversation you can put away again.
That's everything in every household in South Africa who wants to justify cheating.
Now you're saying it's justifying cheating.
That's what they do. They cheat, and then he has a spin-off.
But
where homeboy is married, and then he impregnates his side chick, and he's like, I want to make her number two. And now he has to talk to the first one. That's what they do. Like, you cheated.
Were you a side chick?
Woman intake is suffering from some past trauma.
Woman intake,
what do you mean?
Who hurt you?
No, okay. So she's basically saying that they cheat first, and then when the cheating is now has to be brought home, then they come back and say, hey.
But guys, this is what I'm saying.
But
about
that's
things,
not the circumstances under
I was
which
saying
you're
about
supposed
the thing,
to do it.
Things advancing. And I'm not speaking for cheating. Mm. Please.
Yes.
Don't misquote. I'm just saying shit is no longer the same as what it was. This is Mseleku guys, obviously you're saying going according to the book because polygamy, if I'm not mistaken, was for royal families.
He's not doing it because he's essentially like he wants wife number six.
Sure, wife number six, Jesus.
Again, girlfriend.
His girlfriend is currently side chick number one, but potential wife number six.
That's the thing. He already has the girl who he wants to bring into the house.
Sure.
All the other wives are saying that's not happening. And he says, how did you guys come in?
Sure.
Yeah. Damn, they all came in as ex-sides?
Yeah.
Jesus,
so
bro.
They're cheating. They first cheat, and then they want to bring this girl into the...
But you see, he hasn't contributed to the divorce.
What the fuck? If you're a side, you're a side.
Okay, guys, hold on. I want us to get experts into this. I want us... Let's park this conversation. And no, I'm not trying to bring this at home. Agna Munde Kaya, who I'm trying to...
Yes, trying to butter up.
It's like, oh, this is what you do at home.
You can just start a fight at home and be like, watch the podcast.
Yeah, because you know what it is. It's just like it reminded me of that thing I saw on social media now that married prison water lady.
Didn't you fuck, see I did see that shit.
Yeah, married
whole bag.
Oh, hectic.
The one who fucked the prisoner.
Yes,
the guard.
Yes,
whole bag.
But she has a happy husband at home.
That's happy that she's whole baggy.
I don't know. Was he happy about it?
I didn't see. They said they were trying to say that it's justified because they are swingers, her and her husband, number one.
Swingers.
And number two, she's an OnlyFans model.
She has an OnlyFans
model. So kind of,
that,
and I called it. Eh? When I saw the video the first time, I was like, nah, man.
Are you
she's
happy?
Too comfortable being filmed. I think this is a scam because obviously it's now gone viral. It's done exactly what it... What it was intended to do.
Sure.
If you're an OnlyFans model.
Sure.
And maybe she was fucking that prison guy, who knows how long.
Sure.
Also, I didn't know that maybe in England it's different, but why the fuck are female guards guarding male prisoners? That's a recipe for disaster.
But, I mean, we started that before. You had that...
I know, but I just think it's a bad idea for females.
Time.
No, it's not the first time, but surely, dude, this is like... This is... The writing's on the wall. Eventually, the guards are going to be fucking the inmates. You know what I mean? And vice versa. It's just dangerous. But that thing was a whole bag. I think she did it for clout. She certainly got the clout from it.
Sure.
But if you were that husband...
But now you stand a chance of getting arrested because it's illegal to pipe a...
True.
So
but
did she really get what she wanted? Or
beep, beep, beep.
Hectic. To my future, polygamous...
She'll make more money anyway.
We need to get our
We'll get an expert.
Experts.
Yes. We'll get someone.
But also comment. Please comment on this in the comment section. We actually want some input on...
I think you've given away just how much you're thinking about it. I'm also concerned now.
If you can, why not?
Woman in tech, do you know something I don't know? What the fuck? Why wouldn't you just tell me? I'm your bra.
Ang Joli. So let's start there. Ang Joli. Okay. No, guys.
Namangas.
Dog.
Hey, dude.
Dog, ngipis ngikchela ngama.
Yeah, what the fuck? PH.
I'm single.
You better be, dog. You want to stay that way.
No.
What a heat Ibiza and stuff and cold. Monaco and all that shit next year. I can't go with you if you've got a wife at home.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, what the fuck? And I can't go alone. I'll get lost there. They'll swallow me up.
And pay 800 euros for vagina.
You know
vagina.
How I'm fucking spending all my money on vagina.
But yeah, all right, guys. Thank you very much. It's been a dope episode. Please, comment on this topic.
Yes.
I think it should be very interesting. We will read your comments next week.
We will.
And we will also be giving away 50,000.
We're going to announce who's won the 50,000.
We're going to announce. Well, we're still giving it away. How?
We're giving it away, but
okay.
The pressure is on because, fuck, that is a lot of money for one person. I'm just saying.
We're announcing that we're giving away 50,000 rand. But yeah, new set, new everything. Mm-hmm. Shout
new
out.
New life.
Warras, hopefully next week won't be sick. And I will most probably still grow my hair.
Yes, carry on.
But yeah, thank you very much.
We love you, Marvin.
Marvin, it was a bit longer than expected. Well, I'm not easy.